My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. He is not only in his second term from the Palmetto State, but he's one of the senators most closely associated with the Tea Party. He is also head of a political action committee that is helping different Senate candidates across the country. Republicans picked up 6 seats in the 2010 elections. They need either 3 or 4 seats in this cycle to reclaim the majority in the Senate. And, of course, it's 3 if Mitt Romney wins the White House and 4 if President Obama is reelected. And, Senator, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Greg, it's good to be back.
Let's talk about the pickup opportunities. As you look at the map around the country, Democrats, because of their successes 6 years ago, are defending a lot more seats than Republicans are. The ones that are considered the brightest options are probably, in addition to Nebraska and North Dakota, which are looking pretty good for Republicans, especially Nebraska, Virginia, Missouri, Wisconsin, Ohio, Montana. Which ones of those do you feel the most optimistic about, and which ones do you think are going to be the toughest?
Well, Montana looks good right now. Reberg looks real good, and I think so I feel optimistic about Montana. Actually, Missouri is back in play with Todd Akin. I know he took a big hit when he got his foot in his mouth there, but he has asked forgiveness. He's got a good voting record, and we are doing everything we can to still win that seat, because for me it's a choice between Todd Akin or Harry Reid. So, but the polls are showing him about even, and so that looks reasonably good too. And you're right about North Dakota. George Allen's running a close race in Virginia. It really depends a lot on how well Romney runs there and what the good get-out-the-vote is. But there are other races in play too, Greg. Tom Smith in Pennsylvania, the polls had closed to had him almost even last I looked. Now, I know that the get-out-the-vote machine there really favors the Democrats, but Romney was also polling pretty close. We've got a shot in a number of places, and it looks like we have a good chance of holding Massachusetts. And so I'm optimistic that we've got better than a 50-50 chance to take the majority.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Missouri race. Now, you mentioned that Todd Akin is running pretty much neck and neck with Claire McCaskill now. He seems to have at least righted the ship to some extent following his rape comments from back in August. When you and I were speaking last month, you said that given the majority of the Senate being at stake, and at that point Akin still had time to potentially get out, you thought it might be better for the party if he did, but if he decided to stay in, which he now has done, that it's imperative for the party to do that. Your PAC has done that, as you mentioned. You're helping him every way that you can. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, though, has not. What do you make of their decision to stay out of that race?
Well, that's really a decision they're going to have to make. I think they thought it was not winnable after he said that, but they're finding out that Senator Claire McCaskill is pretty unpopular in Missouri, and people understand the implications of a majority when it comes to Supreme Court justices. And they know Todd's voting record. It's important what we say, clearly is, but he's got a voting record, and he's done the right thing over more than a decade. So I think you're going to see the people of Missouri step up and elect Todd as senator. And Rick Santorum and myself and Newt Gingrich and Mike Huckabee and a number of others have come in. And when the Senate Conservatives Fund, which is the PAC that I founded, queried its members about what we should do, about 95% of them responded that we should get in there and help him. And within 24 hours, people had sent in 100,000. I think we're close to a quarter million there now. So I think folks understand the implications of that race, and it could be the one that determines whether or not we've got a majority and can pass a budget and can actually get some things done with President Romney.
Two quick other questions on that race. First of all, what's the money race looking like since the National Party is not backing up Todd Akin?
Well, I haven't seen his overall picture, but I know he's raising hundreds of thousands of dollars every few days online. And I suspect the Senate Conservatives Fund could raise him close to $500,000 before it's all over. So any of your listeners who want to go to SenateConservatives.com and help any of our candidates, we would certainly appreciate it.
Do you believe the NRSC is staying away from this race, even though it's neck and neck now, because it fears that the whole party could be accused of agreeing with those comments from a couple months ago?
I don't think so. I think they got on record right away saying they wouldn't get in, and I'm still not convinced down the stretch that if they see it's winnable that they they won't get in. But they try to put their money where we can get the best results. But for me, I've been independent for a number of years, and I found that conservatives all across the country, if they see a good voting record and people who are willing to rock the boat a little bit in Washington, they'll get behind them. So we're seeing that in a lot of races. So we've got Jeff Flake on our list, and that's not a pickup, Greg, but Jeff would be a great warrior on the spending side, the fiscal side, in the Senate. So, again, I'm cautiously optimistic, and I just think Americans are too smart to vote for another 4 years of this at the presidential level, and I think they understand how important the Senate is, too.
Let's talk about, you mentioned Jeff Flake, let's talk about some of those seats that Republicans are hoping to hold that are very tight right now, some of them tighter than expected, like Arizona with Jeff Flake against Richard Carmona. Indiana, of course, Richard Murdoch defeated Senator Lugar in the primary. He's in a very tight race, although it looks like he's a little bit ahead against Democratic Congressman Joe Donnelly. Obviously a race that's gotten a lot of attention, Scott Brown in Massachusetts against Elizabeth Warren, and Dean Heller seems to have a slight lead against Congresswoman Berkeley out in Nevada. Which of those are you most optimistic about, and which ones are you biting your fingernails over?
Well, it looks like Richard Murdoch is pulling away in Indiana, and we felt good about that state all along. I think Jeff Flake is going to win that. The Democrats have put a lot of money in Arizona, thinking they might have a chance to swing that, but Jeff is too good a candidate to lose, so I'm still very interested in helping him all the way up to the finish line, but it's one of the least of my worries right now. Of course, Massachusetts is a scary place for a Republican to run, but so far Scott Brown has stayed a few points ahead, and in Nevada, I think we're polling well there with Dean Heller. It's just a question of can we get out the vote. Nevada's changed a lot as Las Vegas has unionized the casinos. They've got a whole lot of national union presence there, and they have a very strong get out the vote machine. So I think Dean's running a good race. He's raised money, and I think the national committee is going to do a lot to help get out the vote. So I feel pretty good about most of our races. It looks like we'll probably lose Maine, although who knows there with a Democrat and an independent running, they could split the vote and give our guy a chance. But I feel like we might get four or five pickups, and if we lose one, we'll still have the majority.
Go ahead and give the website for your organization one more time.
It's SenateConservatives.com.
SenateConservatives.com. If you want to contribute to the effort to elect conservatives to the Senate around the country, Senator DeMint, always a pleasure. I know it's a very busy time for you, even though you're not on the ballot this year. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.